Hello, Katriva.
Speaking.
Hi, this is Shireen on a recorded line. I'm calling to see if you meet the criteria to receive some settlement money from the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today? Hello, Katriva, can you hear me? This is Shireen on a recorded line. I'm calling in regards to the inquiry you placed about the Depo Provera lawsuit. Are you able to hear me?
I can hear you. I'm just on the road and my service is in and
okay.
out. I'm just trying to pull over.
No worries. I can hear you a little bit now. Are you able to hear me clearly?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Just in case, Shireen, if my phone was to hang up for better, I'll
okay.
right back.
If for any reason this call is disconnected, I will go ahead and call you from a 949 number. Again, this is a recorded line. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I didn't get an attorney.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm? Can you affirm that? Okay, I think it's cutting it again. Are you able to hear me? Hello, Katriva?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, now I can hear you. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yeah, I haven't signed any documents.
Okay. And are you filing this claim on behalf of yourself or a loved one?
Myself.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Correct.
And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. Was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Brain.
And what is your date of diagnosis?
The date of diagnosis, I took the shot. I took it, what was it? May 2020. Stopped in July 2023. I was diagnosed July 19th, 2023. And my treatment date was July 20th, 2023.
I'm so sorry to hear about your diagnosis. How are you doing now?
I'm okay.
Okay, I'm happy to hear that. You did say the date of diagnosis was July 19, 2023, correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and what is your date of birth?
February 1st, 1988.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you.
And then, do you happen to know of anyone else that was injured by Depo that you can recall at this time?
Not at the moment.
Okay, no worries. And did you use the name brand injectable Depo Provera?
Yes.
And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
And within 1 year, can you confirm you've had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And then you said you started taking Depo roughly around May 1st, 2020 and stopped in July, around July 1st, 2023?
July 2023.
Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay. And then I have your first name as Catreavia?
Correct.
And your last name Woodard?
Correct.
And can I get your social, please?
329-726.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think you...
587.
Okay, you said 32972.
Yes, hello.
Hi, can you hear me now?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, so 32972, and then I didn't get the last 4.
3926.
3926, okay. And I have your email as your first name, w@gmail.com.
Yes.
And phone number, I have 404-829-0722.
Correct.
And then for your, is this your cell, your home, or both?
Say it again, ma'am.
Is that your cell phone number, your home number, or both?
Both.
Both, okay. Can I get your current full address, please?
2260. Crossroad Drive.
Okay. You're cutting out again. I just need the street name one more time.
Crossrail Drive.
Crossroad Drive.
Crossrail. I'm sorry,
Crossrail.
this is,
No, it's okay. No
yeah.
worries. We're almost done here. Crossrail Drive, what city?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. Alrighty. And then was Depo-Provera administered by a doctor or medical staff or by yourself?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Was the Depo-Provera administered by a doctor or medical staff or by yourself?
Doctor.
A doctor. Okay. And how many times would you say you've been injected with Depo-Provera if you had to put a number on it?
I did it for how many injections?
Did you do every 3 months?
How many injections did I have?
You do it every 3 months?
Yeah, once every 3 months.
Okay, so every 3 months, so that's about 4 times a year, and you did it for about 3 years, so that would be about 12 times. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and then what is the name of the facility where you received your depo?
Apogee Women's Health.
You said Podgy Women's Health, and that's in Atlanta.
Yep. 2575 Jolly Road, Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. And then, is this the same facility that technically prescribed you the depo?
Yes.
Okay. Let me pull their information. Give me 1 moment, okay? And do you remember the name of the doctor that prescribed you or administered the depo?
Yes.
Okay, can I get the name of that doctor, please?
Dr. Anthony Adams.
Anthony Adams. That's the doctor that administered and prescribed it?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, gotcha. And then what was the diagnosis method for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan or MRI scan?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
What was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI scan?
MRI.
MRI, okay. And then did you have a prior cancer diagnosis?
Yes.
What cancer were you diagnosed with? Hello, Katriva, can you hear me? Hello, Katriva?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me? No,
I'm trying to find somewhere to park. I'm
it's okay.
trying
No
to get the
worries.
best service I can get. Go ahead, ma'am.
No worries. We're almost done. What kind of cancer diagnosis was it?
No, I didn't have any cancer,
Oh,
just
okay.
the
Just a
brain.
meningioma? Okay.
Yeah, meningioma.
And what was the name of the facility where you were diagnosed?
Emory University Hospital.
In Atlanta, Georgia?
Yes, Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. Is this where you were also treated?
Yes.
Okay. And that is at 1364 Clifton Road Northeast in Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30322.
Nope, that's not it. Emory University Hospital, it's in Midtown. It's 5505
Oh,
Peachtree.
five. Okay, I got it. 550 Peachtree Street Northeast. In Atlanta, Georgia, zip code three
Three
zero three
zero
zero eight.
eight. Yeah.
Okay, let me pull their information. And do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, give me
It
one
was
moment. Actually, whenever you're ready, go ahead.
Charles Cowley.
You said
He's a
Charles
very good
Collin?
surgeon. Charles Cowley.
Charles Colley. Okay, give me 1 moment. And is he the same doctor that treated you as well? Okay, I have Charles Ralph Cooley, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and then let's see. And his specialty is family medicine, is that correct?
Neurosurgeon.
Neurosurgeon? Let me see. It's not coming up on here.
CHARLESCAWLEY.
Okay, is it Dr. C. Michael Cawley? Maybe that the third? He is a neurosurgeon? Okay, there we go.
Yeah, he's a neurosurgeon.
And that's the same doctor that treated you?
The oncology was Dr. Kristen Starbucks. That's who did the test for the radiation therapy.
Okay, so that's who did your treatment?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and what kind of treatment did you receive? You said radiation? Hello, Katrina?
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, you said you did radiation for treatment. Anything else?
Yes, radiation for treatment, radiation therapy, and craniotomy surgery.
A craniotomy?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then what was the name of the doctor that treated you again? I'm sorry, I didn't catch it.
Dr. Charles Conley.
That's who treated you?
Yes.
Okay.
Dr. Charles Conley, that was the neurosurgeon. The oncology was Dr. Kristen Starbucks.
Okay.
That's a good test.
Okay, I just want to make sure I have this correct. So technically, the doctor that diagnosed and treated you is Dr. C. Michael Cawley. Is that correct? But you also had an oncologist?
Yes.
And what was the name of the oncologist one last time?
Kristen Starbuck.
Kristen Starbuck?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You need to spell it.
I was able to find it online. And then were you hospitalized at all for the meningioma?
No.
No? Okay. And do you have any, do you have a copy of your medical records? Or does the hospital have them?
Yeah, the hospital has them.
Okay. If the attorneys did need them from you, would you be able to provide them by mail, electronically, or both?
Yes. Unless, they can also get them from the doctor as well.
Okay. Yeah, so I'll have you sign a paper that will state that they can, the authorization to release medical records for the attorneys. But this is just in case if they're not able to retrieve them. Are you able to provide them by mail, electronically, or both?
Okay, yes, both.
Both, okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
They don't live with me, but I can give you my aunt.
Okay. You said your aunt. What's your aunt's phone number?
815.
Mm-hmm.
436.
I think you cut out again. Okay. Can you hear me?
621. No, 815-621.
Okay.
4436.
Okay.
My aunt.
And then can you spell your aunt's first name?
Yolanda, how do you spell Yolanda? I'm not good with spelling.
I got it. Yolanda, Yolanda.
Yes.
And last name? Brewer.
Er, correct.
Okay. And then do you have her address by chance, or do you want me to put down non-applicable?
Nope, I don't have my aunt's address.
Okay.
I can't even think of it.
No worries. And then for her email, do you want me to put down your email?
Yeah, you can use my email because I don't have her email neither.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and review the information with you. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
So you did want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the DEPO lawsuit. You don't currently have an attorney, and you're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with a meningioma of the brain roughly around July 19, 2023. I have your date of birth as February 1st, 1988. You did use the name brand Depo-Provera. You started using it roughly around May 1st, 2020, and stopped using it roughly around July 1st, 2023. And within 1 year, you can confirm that you've had at least four injections prior to diagnosis. I have your first name as Catreavia, last name Woodard. I have your social as 329723926. I have your email as your first name w@gmail.com. I have your phone number as 404-829-0722. I have your address as 2260 Crossrail Drive in Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30349. In regards to who administered the Depo-Provera and prescribed it, I have Anthony Adams. He is located at Apogee's Women's Health. The facility phone number I have is 404-767-8886. And the address I have for the facility is 2575 Jolly Road in Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30349. In regards to your diagnosing and treating doctor, I have Dr. C. Michael Cawley III. You were diagnosed and treated at Emory University Hospital Midtown. The address I have for the facility is 550 Peachtree Street Northeast in Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30308. And the facility phone number I have is 404-686-4411. In regards to your treatment, you did radiation therapy and a craniotomy. And then I also put down your oncologist, Kristen D. Starbuck. And then in regards to medical records, if needed, you would be able to provide them by mail and electronically. And then I have your emergency contact as your aunt who does not live with you. Her name is Yolanda, spelled Yolanda, last name Brewer, Brewer. I have her phone number as 815-621-4436. I do not have an address for her, and I put down your email for her email. Is this all correct?
Yes.
Okay, so normally the process, the next step in the process, I would send you these documents to sign, but as of right now, I cannot send them because there is a limitation of how many claims we can submit a day. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to submit this first thing tomorrow morning. What time are you available to speak on the phone?
In the morning. Best of probably around like 9:30-ish.
9:30-ish? Okay. So let me see. So we are 3 hours apart. If I call you first thing in the morning at 8 a.m., would you be able to answer for a quick 5-minute phone call?
Yes, I will.
Okay. So what I'll go ahead and do, I'm also going to go ahead and send you a text from my direct line. It's a 949 number. That's the number I'm going to be calling you from. And then if you have any
Okay.
questions or concerns, please don't hesitate to reach out to me in the meantime. But the only thing we need to do is submit these documents. I just need a couple signatures from you, and then that way the attorneys will get started on your case. But it does have to be first thing tomorrow morning.
Okay, first thing tomorrow morning,
Yeah.
I'll be able to answer for you.
Okay. I am located in California, so we are on Pacific Standard Time. So it'll be 8 a.m. for me, and I believe 11 a.m. for you. But it'll
Oh,
be a
you're in
quick.
California with the
Yes.
disaster.
Yeah, we are. We're an hour away, so we're doing well over where we're at. But everything. I know it's very sad.
So
Sad
do
to
I need
see
to
everything
talk
on
to
the
someone
internet.
else other than you or?
So the way the process is going to work is, so once you sign those documents, the attorneys will contact you within 24 to 48 hours to verify the case with you over the phone. It's also a quick phone call. It's like 2 to 5 minutes. They just verify everything we went over on the phone to get started on your case. And that would be all. And then if they need anything from you for any reason, they'll go ahead and reach out to you. But other than that, no. All right, so I just went ahead and sent you a text. Again, it's a 949 number. That's my direct line. So if you have any questions or concerns, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. I will call you first thing tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. On your end. We'll get these documents submitted, get a couple signatures from you, and then we'll go from there, okay?
Okay, the text should be coming through my services.
It's okay, no worries. If for any, just respond to it once you receive it. Just send me a text back. If not, I'll resend it in about an hour or so, okay? But Katriva, it was a pleasure speaking with you. I do want to thank you so much for your time. How are you doing now with the meningioma? Katriva? Hello, Katriva. Can you hear me? Hello?